Amen, amen, amen. You may be seated. Good morning to the Hawthorne family and to all those who are visiting this morning. It is good to be in the house of God. It is good to see the elect of God here in the house as well. If the elect is in the house, why don't you say, "We here"? If you are children of the Most High God and you know that He loves you, why don't you say, "I love you, Lord"? And if you for sure know that the God of heaven is in control of your life, why don't you just say, "Hallelujah"?
Hallelujah.
It is good to be in God's house. I thank God always for the opportunity that I can even step foot into His house.
Amen.
Let the truth be told, I am not worthy, but because of the blood, I am worthy to step into His house, whether I be tainted, toe up, toe down, and toe out. I am able to come into the house of God. And I pray by all means you've come with the intent of giving your God some praise. Of giving your God everything that you have, that you are, and you aspire to be. The God of heaven has done many great things for us as His children, and we have a lot to be thankful for. Now I know today is a day for some of y'all. A day where you got to go do what you got to do and you got some plans. But on your way to your plans, I just stopped by and dropped by to drop you a word from the Lord this morning. I don't plan on being long, but you know me. You know the drill. I'm going to be here about a spirit minute. We're going to let the Spirit do what it's intended to do. But we're embarking on a journey. We started a journey last Lord's Day with a theme and kind of a topic of claiming your Canaan. And I pray by all means as we are transitioning into the direction we're headed, as God is leading me and I'm attempting to lead you, that you will continue to trust God and continue to trust the leadership and leaders as we are here and been positioned by God to lead us as a people. Eventually, one day, I believe that when the leading is all done, we will be able to see the Lord's face in peace. And that is our mark and that is our aim. But we encourage you along the way, don't get caught up in the process. Understand the journey. Understand that God is in control of everything, and what He says ultimately goes. Whether we like it or we don't like it, I think we better stick with Him and just leave the rest of it alone. And you may have some questions, as I've heard, but you may not want to question what God is doing. But I will say this, butt up alongside of God, get close to God in your quiet time at home. Ask God to fill you with His Spirit. And with His word, may it be the leading factor of your life to where you can come into some understanding, into some knowledge of who He is and what He would have for you in your life. How y'all feel, Hawthorne? Are you feeling okay?
Yeah.
Isn't it good to be in the house of God?
Yeah.
If you talk with me for just a few minutes, I'll let you out of here. But if you don't, we're going to be here for a long little while. Amen. All right. I don't have but a few little nuggets I want to drop on you, and then we're going to get out of here. Last Lord's Day, we talked about it's yours. We talked about how you need to claim your land, claim what's rightfully yours, and then make sure you confidently trust God as you claim your land. And I pray by all means you left out of here like I did last Lord's Day. I was claiming stuff.
Okay.
I was attempting to make sure that the devil knew that I had some power that God gave me, and I was going to take back some of the stuff that he'd been stealing from me. All that little space in my life where negativity is, I wanted to tell him on last Lord's Day, God said it should be positive right along in there. I told him he can't have that territory no more. And I've been a happy husband and father all week long. Amen. I've been buying stuff. Amen. I even cooked a little. Amen. I'm stepping out there in my boldness. Y'all do what you need to do for y'all. But I'm going to claim my Canaan. I'm going to tell the devil he a lie. He was told that he was a lie from the beginning, and he'll continue to be a lie. To know I'm siding up with my God. And I'm going to do what my God has asked me to do. Some of y'all looking like he cooked. Just shake your head, baby. All right, that's all I needed, just a little confirmation. But I want to encourage you this morning from a small topic, from a small block of scripture out of Joshua 1, verses 10 through 15. I want to entitle this sermon, "Handle Your Business." I want you to see that Joshua now is really positioning Israel, and God is positioning Joshua as well for that matter, in order that they may see that it's only going to be by God's hand that they're able to be successful. And I want you to see here that as you go to claim your Canaan, there's some things that you're going to have to do to assure yourself that it's going to work out like God said it's going to work out. And there's two things I want to focus in on this morning. The first thing is you got to be ready for it. It's one thing to say I'm claiming the land, but it's another thing to be cognitively and mentally and physically ready for what you're about to claim. Don't go out here saying I'm going to have victory, you know, if you don't believe in victory. Because the moment you say you're going to have victory and don't believe in victory, guess what's going to happen? All hell is going to break loose in your life. The devil going to be like, uh-huh, sure, we'll see how that go. So-and-so going to call you who been tripping. And your relatives going to start acting up in your life. Amen. Your job going to get on you. Stuff going to start happening and going south. And if you don't believe in what you're claiming, you may just find yourself in a worse condition than you were prior to you saying, I claim victory. But if you prepare yourself, if you're ready your heart and your mind to receive the blessings of God, not only will you be a victorious person, but you'll be a successful person in your spiritual walk with the Lord. It's one thing to have physical wealth and physical assurance, but it's a whole nother thing to have some spiritual wealth and some spiritual insurance and assurance. Oh, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Just hang close with me. Individuals with God have peace in their life. Individuals who invest in their relationship with God have hope in their life. Stuff in this world, like for instance, gas prices, when they flip back around and start going up, they don't move the believer. Matter of fact, the believer just says, that's all right. Y'all gonna hike it up? Well, God's gonna hike up my pay. He gonna make sure that I can do what I need to do to get to his house, to give him some praise, and to give me my daily bread as each day goes on. And so they position themselves, that is the spiritual believer, to be blessed by God, not so much in the physical nature, but in the spiritual nature. And I encourage you, we're on a journey on Wednesday evening. Don't miss out on the fruits of the Spirit. These fruits of the Spirit are designed to encourage your heart and your to lean more on your spiritual life, your physical life. We eventually get tired, is what I'm saying. Eventually, you don't have no energy. Eventually, you're going to be pooped. Amen. And you're going to need an external source and an internal supply of power to push you through the obstacles and the challenges that lie in your life. And so I want to encourage you that Joshua, as he readies the people, he gets the leaders up. And he tells the leaders, it's time to get up, walk through confidently through the crowd, and tell them, we leaving in 3 days. Yeah, yeah. Y'all quiet, amen. So he said, well, where are we going? Just hang tough with me. Everybody wants to go on the other side of the Jordan. Everybody wants to go into the promised land, but you got to prepare yourself for what's about to happen. If I gave you $1 million right now, some of y'all wouldn't do it. Amen. So, oh, yes, I would. No, just because you said that, I know you wouldn't know what to do. First thing on your bucket list, a brand new car. Look. You've been riding your bucket for this long. Why don't you ride it for a little longer, let that money get in the bank, make some, you know, interest on it. And then after you get a little interest acquired, then go buy you a car. See, some of y'all didn't even bless your hearts. That's okay. Let me share some words with you. Y'all got a few minutes? Y'all still with me? I think y'all going to get out in about 15, 20 minutes. Y'all are good this morning. Joshua chapter 1, verse 10. The Bible says, so Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land. The Lord your God is giving you on your own. But to the Reubenites and Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, remember the command of Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you after he said, the Lord your God will give you what? Rest by giving you this land. Some of us want rest, but we don't want to go into the land. Just hang on to that. Your wives, your children, and your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you east of the Jordan. But all your fighting men ready for battle must cross over ahead of your fellow Israelites. You are to help them until the Lord gives them rest, as he has done for you, and until they too have taken possession of the land the Lord your God is giving them. After that, you may go back and occupy your land, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you east of the Jordan toward the sunrise. Joshua, no doubt, has seen better days. After losing his mentor, his leader, and his friend, he has now been tasked by God to take the people on over into the promised land. It is obvious to me that Joshua, having been Moses' personal attendant over the 40 years of wilderness wandering, has seen much. He was with Moses on the mount,
And he was also one of the spies that were sent out. He was blessed to have been part of the powerful hand of God that allowed Israel to cross over the Red Sea on dry ground, or maybe possibly to receive the manna from heaven itself, as well as the water from the rock. Any Bible scholars, you still with me out there? Now, as we have begun our journey with him on last Lord's Day, we have heard the call from God to stake our claim. That is, to claim what is rightfully ours. Can you hear it, believer? God wants you to be successful. Yeah. Can you hear it, Hawthorne? Yeah. God wants you to be victorious. Yeah. There's no option for us who believe. Are you listening to me? There is no option for us who believe. We must stand tall. We must be strong. We must be courageous and step out on faith into the arena of victory. Amen. As a matter of fact, we ought to dance in the presence of success. We ought to clothe ourselves with the promises of God himself. There's nothing we've been through, nothing we're going through, or nothing we will ever go through that can ever take away the things that God has done. Are you listening to me? Hang close, because it's finna peak right here. I want to throw a whole lot of energy your way real quickly, and I want you to there's no secret to what God has done, no secret to what God is doing, and no secret to what God is gonna do. He has given us his word. He has given us his promise. The question is will you stand on it? We sing standing on the promises of God. But the question really lies is are you just singing a lie as well as your life telling one? Somewhere down the line, you got to just be confident in your God. It ain't a sense of cockiness. It's not a sense of you think you better and think you know. It's a sense of understanding that God said, I'm with you always, even until the end of the age. Matter of fact, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Matter of fact, to a point to where you can stand with boldness and say, Hebrews chapter 13, round about verse number 6, that the Lord is my helper. What shall I fear? What can man do to me? I challenge Hawthorne this morning. Dare you to stand like Joshua. Dare you to stand and say the words that as for me and my house. Are y'all with me still? We're going to serve the Lord, because when you open your life to the Lord, he will come in and do stuff with you that you never dreamed of. I never dreamed I'd be where I am today. But thanks be to God that he had the dream. Thanks be to God that he is the dreamer. Thanks be to God that he had the plan for Stan's life. Even when I felt insignificant, even when I felt I wasn't worthy, God said, just trust me and let me lead you. Oh, come on, y'all. Somebody in here know what I'm talking about. There's times in your life, points in your life where you didn't know what was up. You didn't know what was going to happen. Some of y'all are there right now. Some of y'all just making it from check to check. Let me challenge you right along in there. Move past your and put God in that checkbox. Move past your ability to manipulate variables on paying your bills, not paying your bills, and give your money to the Lord and trust him. Watch him move stuff. Amen. Out of the struggles we have are the self-induced struggles. See, God's telling you claim the land, but you can't claim the land because you ain't preparing your mind for the land. I wish I had a church. I'd preach right along in there. See, we want victory, but we're scared of failure. Don't you know failure is the platform that produces success? Don't you know that once you hit the bottom, ain't no other place but up? Come on, church. If you believe that he's able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that you can ask, think, or imagine, then put your trust in him. Yeah. Malachi chapter 3, round about verse number 10, the Bible said, try me, saith the Lord. Amen. Try me. Test me and see what's going to happen. If I don't open up the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing so much so that you won't even have enough room to receive it. Just hang tough with me. The problem is again, we're caught up in the process, to a point to where we're forgetting about the journey. And I've convinced, and I was talking to my wife, we had a little dialogue over the past week thinking about our process and our journey, and she told me, it's about your destiny. Are you listening to me? See, now I got to move past my journey, and I got to start hanging out with my destiny. ultimately I win. I go to heaven. I get to see God. So what matters does this other stuff that's constantly trying to pull at me, constantly trying to keep me where it wants me to be? When God has released me, when he's liberated me, when he's freed me to smile, not once a day, but all day. Not every other day, but every day. The God of heaven loves us. He's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. But the problem is, we ain't ready. We ain't ready. He had to tell Joshua, that is, the officers, the leaders, get up. I don't want to preach because I get stuck right there. But leaders, it's time to get up. Amen. Quit sitting there like you don't know what to do. You know exactly what to do. Leave your stuff alone and come do God's stuff. I don't mean no harm right along in here. God can't depend on you if you ain't here. Are you listening? See, he can't lead Hawthorne where Hawthorne wants to be if you're not present. But the truth be told, he's going to lead him anyway. He just ain't finna use you. And while I'm along in there, don't hate because you ain't getting ready and preparing yourself to be used by God. Man, I intentionally planned this sermon. I intentionally planned this journey. And I got it from God. It ain't nothing new, but it's the old ways that Jeremiah told them to seek out and walk therein. But the problem is the same problem they had. They don't want to walk that way. I don't want to mean no harm while I'm along in here. You got to prepare yourself. You got to get ready for this kind of stuff. I don't know about you. I get ready for all kind of stuff when it comes, you know, things that happen in my life. When it's time to work on the car, I get ready. Amen. I don't get my suit and go out. Amen. I go get some old raggedy cut-off Dickies because I can't wear the new Dickies. I don't hear me. The new Dickies is designated for other stuff. That's all right, y'all. Woo, y'all just pray for a preacher. He need help. See, the problem is that there's a challenge here of readiness. And let me just drop this in while I'm here. Challenge yourself to be ready. Challenge yourself to say, you know what, God, you're going to use me today. I want you to use me today. Matter of fact, God, what do you want me to do today? I've been studying all night. I've been on my knees praying. I'm looking for whatever it is you won't stand to do. I'm ready. And watch what God does. He broadens your scope and your perception about stuff. Folk who you wrote off, now you call. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Folk whom you didn't want to be bothered with, now you got patience for. See, when you're ready, God can use you. He's not looking at the other person. The command ain't for the other person. The command is for you. Y'all quiet. John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35, Jesus said, a new commandment I give you is that you love one another as I have loved you. By this, the whole world would know that you are my disciples. How? By the love you have for one another. And notice what Jesus was doing. Notice who he was talking to. He was talking to the disciples. So here's what I want you to do when you start reading text. Put your name in it. John chapter 13, 34, it reads like this in Stan's words. This new commandment I give you, Stan, is that you, Stan, love one another as I have, Stan, loved you. By this, Stan, the world will know that you're my disciple, Stan, by the love you, Stan, have for your fellow man. Are you listening to me? It's got to be personal. You got to prepare yourself for it. Some of us want to go into the promised land, but truth be told, our actions want us to remain in the desert. Y'all hang in there with me. In other words, I'm saying brace yourself. Here goes God all over again. You would think God has done enough with Joshua, said claim your land. But no, God says you can claim it all day, and you've been claimed. As a matter of fact, you knew y'all had it 40 years ago. But the problem has been y'all ain't been ready for it. You've been in the church for about 40 years, but the problem is, let me come close. You ain't ready for it. That's why you've been out here wondering for 40 years, wondering if this is the right church or not, wondering if that's the right seat or not, wondering if you, y'all quiet out there, amen. Prepare yourself. Quit yourself like a man. Stand firm. Let God have his way with you. See, we want God to do great things. We like to hear claiming your kingdom. But don't nobody want to hear about the fights we got to get in to get there. Oh, Lord. Ooh, I got to hang there for just a moment. This sermon done turned into a 30, 45-minute sermon. But But I'm going to let you go. I'm going to keep my word today. I know y'all got to go see who wins today. But let me drop this in while I'm here. Let me drop this in. Yeah, I know. God does. I get it. But see, they don't know that you and I know what we know. Because if they knew what we knew, then they'd do what we do. Because they ain't knowing what we know, they ain't going to do what we... Just a little tongue twister. Every now and then, you got to position yourself to be successful. God can tell you all day long it's yours. But if you don't ready yourself to get it, it ain't going to mean nothing. I told the brothers last Sunday in Upper Room, I said, you know, if I told y'all that there's some money up there in Apple Valley, you get off this exit called Bear Valley Road, go about 5 miles down, and then turn left on Locust. Go left on Locust, and then when you get, you'll just see it. It's a little burr hill right there. You just turn right over against that burr hill. And right on the other side of that burr hill, just dig down about 6 feet, and there's a bold treasure of money there. Go get it. How many of y'all ready to go? Hey, someone said, is it for real? No, it ain't for real. I'm just talking. But let me help you with some stuff. Now, what if you were told to go, and then afterwards you would receive the inheritance? Is that not what Abraham was told? That go, and he didn't even know where he was. Oh, y'all don't hear me. And here we know where we're going. We got the words of eternal life. God giving us the promise. We've got the victory, and we're still sitting here. I know why. You ain't prepared yourself. You haven't positioned yourself to be used by God. Because if you had positioned yourself to be used by God, then you would have prepared your heart as well as your mind. Sometimes you just have to go and just do a hindsight look after you ran through the process, you know, in your mind, before you've actually went through the process. Oh, yeah, y'all, let me come close. Hawthorne finna blow up. I done already ran through the process. Are you listening to me? And it's all predicated upon our trust and dependency on God. If we do it that way, watch what's going to happen. This stuff going to spread. Folk going to get excited. How you feel right now, Gita? Yeah, he's awesome. Y'all hear that? Awesome turns into terrific. Terrific turns into amazing. Amazing gives way to supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Y'all know what I'm saying. What are you saying, Stan? It bubbles over. Preparation breeds preparation. Are you listening to me? Readiness breeds readiness. So whether I'm here, Deja's here, it's going to get some songs sang, and it's going to be a lesson preached if Don's got to do it all. Readiness. Be ready. Be prepared to see what God is going to do. God had told them he would give them manna from heaven. You remember that? I think it's about Exodus chapter 16, if I can remember right. You don't have to go there. But around about verse 30, 35 maybe, in some change. But God promised them that they would get some manna. But look at what the promise was. While they were in the desert. Y'all hang close with me. It's time to leave the desert. Y'all listening to me? So he says, leaders, get up. Go through the camp. Tell the people at Hawthorne we're leaving in 3 days. Y'all don't hear me. Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, we out of here. Other neighbor, we out of here. And this is for your personal life. Tell your personal self. Say, self, we out of here. So them areas in your life where you stuck right now, tell yourself, we up out of here. See, the only way you move is when you ready your heart and your mind to move. I don't know about y'all. Some places I've been stuck and I ain't going back. I ain't getting lost. Are you listening to me? I got a great navigational system. It never bleeps off and says there is no signal. It's always constant. I'm always connected. And regardless of how it looks, I always get to my destination. Talking about destiny, people. A believer who invests in God will always come out on top. But the question is are you ready? Are you prepared for that? Take you 3 days provision. That's it.
That's it.
Amen. Some of y'all done already got greedy on me. I know some of y'all done already got greedy on me. You told to take 3 days worth of provision. That's it. Just 3 days of manna. But I know what the problem is. Just in case God don't come through, I got to be ready. Hey, that's a little bit of manna for you. I'm just saying. And I don't know. God gave me breakfast, but I'm hungry, you know, about 11 o'clock. And I know lunch is coming about noon, but you know what? What if God don't show up? When has God not ever shown up? You know what happened when they came out of Egypt. They came out with a mighty hand of God. Crossed the Red Sea on dry land. Waters up along. So I could only imagine you seeing a big old whale go, ooh. And you like, okay. That's the hand of God, people. And surely if he can bring you through some water on dry land and you didn't have to take a boat, surely he can do something that. But I understand when your heart and your mind ain't ready, you start complaining. Well, we hungry. You brought us out here to die where there are no graves in Egypt. Amen. You get heavenly bread. I mean, bread that just straight out, just literally falls out the sky. And when the last time you seen a check fly out the sky? When the last time you seen your meal just fly out the sky? Now, I'm being facetious with all of this movement and this visual, but get my point. My point is this: God has never left you to doubt him. Ever. The problem is you ain't been ready to receive what God has in store for you. Now, what's interesting, don't eat that. Now, what's interesting, amen, we leave in the desert, Deja. Don't go. I'm going to make that point in just a minute. But what's interesting to me, they get out there and get bread from heaven, and they still complaining. You know how we are. I need some meat with my meal. Oh, Jesus. Someone once told me, meet Jesus, he'll give you plenty of rest. You know, you have to prepare yourself. You got to ready yourself to receive what God has in store for you. But the problem was they couldn't see it. They couldn't see past the bread. 3 days provision. You know why? Because he was going into a different land. Mm-hmm. Let me make a point while I'm along in here. You can't take what you have in the desert, in the wilderness, into the promised land. Are you listening to me? Desert and wilderness stuff is for desert and wilderness. But the promised land stuff is for promised land. And because you weathered the desert stuff, are you listening? You get to promote to the promised land stuff. Oh, y'all, let me come close. When you ain't got no money, you eat on a budget. McDonald's, dollar menu. Jack in the Crack, dollar menu. Burger King, dollar menu. What's your food of choice? Two-piece Tuesday at Popeyes. Look, ain't no dollar menu, Tuesday. If it ain't Tuesday, you ain't nowhere near Popeyes, are you? All right, is this make sense? Chili's, 2 for $20. That's provided your spouse got 10 and you got 10. Am I making sense? Am I connecting with you? But when you got some money, even if you go to Burger King, you get you a meal. You can supersize it. Pretty soon, you move past that. You go on and head over to the lobster. Hey, man, y'all quiet. But I know for the sake of, you know, where we at and the manna and everything, you got to move past the manna. Uh-huh. Amen. Come on. You got to get you some meat. Get you a steak. Uh-huh. Nah, I'm not coming your way. You might. Knowing Deja, he going to pull out a barbecue grill out of one of them bags. We're going to be in trouble. What are you saying, Stan? What's your point? Leave the wilderness stuff where it belongs. Start putting stuff in its proper perspective. I know it. Move past your ability, because it don't work. Go to Colossians 3. I won't be able to get to my second point, but we'll probably finish it off next Lord's Day. Look with me at Colossians chapter 3. Do me a favor, Don. Get that from the Message. That's gonna be good right along in there. But while you're there, Deja, you read it in just regular King James or whatever version you got. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Watch what God is doing with us. Watch it how he wants to work with us. See, when you're ready for God, you'll find he's been ready for you. See, you don't ever have to wait on God. Let me drop this. Sometimes I gotta wait in my life on people. Amen. Some sister knew what I was talking about. God bless you. You with me and I'm with you. If don't nobody else in here say hallelujah, I'm going to say it for both of us. Hallelujah. You got to wait on folk in your life sometimes. And you've been ready. You've been prepared. But because love is there and they just happen to be your family or someone close to you, you got to wait.
You got to wait.
But God ain't like that. Matter of fact, he's been ready since the moment he breathed into your nostrils the breath of life. He knew already you were supposed to be great, that you were gonna be great, that you were gonna receive this inheritance. But someone came along, better known as the devil, and he sowed some stuff into our heart and our mind. He kind of infiltrated some of the thinking that God wanted us to be thinking on. And as a result, we went left on God. Amen. Any of y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
How many ex-sinners do I have in the house? Oh, those of y'all who ain't raising your hand, you still sinning. I'm praying for you. Yeah. Amen. You just committed a sin right now because you are a sinner saved by grace and mercy. Matter of fact, truth be told, some of us are probably still in error right this present moment. Let me tell you something. God been waiting on you to come forward.
Yeah.
How many sermons do you got to hear? How many folk got to die in your life? How many situations have to go south? How many jobs you got to lose? Are y'all quiet? Y'all quiet? Good, good. Listen intently. See, God is waiting on us. We're never waiting on God. God has arms full of blessings for us. But the question is, do we want them? One blessing I know we all have is the forgiveness of sins. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
That's a blessing. To know that if I mess up, I can fess up and get on the right track. Make me want to confess right now. Let me just confess my sins. I've sinned. I've fallen short. I need my God. Amen. I need your help, Lord. Forgive me, God.
Please.
Please work with me.
Yes.
Don't leave me with me. Don't leave me out your plan. Help me, God. Now watch this. Okay, Stan, I'm glad you see that now. Let's go. Well, Lord, what about what?
Ooh-wee.
Are y'all close to me?
Yeah, come on.
See, sometimes you're not ready or prepared because you're still hanging on the past.
Woo.
You're still hanging on that stuff. Oh, let me make my point. Colossians chapter 3, verse number 1, the Bible says what? If then
you were raised with Christ,
do what?
Seek those things which are above, where Christ is,
on the right hand of
sitting
God.
At the right hand of God.
Read,
set your mind on things above,
not on things
on the earth.
Okay,
you died.
You what?
For you died.
And your what?
And your life is hidden with Christ in God.
Now listen to the message. It gets plain, and I'm going to stop you along the way because I got to preach this last little bit of the point because we ain't getting the point too. Time is gone. Some of y'all poor folks, some of y'all snacks is already burning up at the house. Let me let you go. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. Verse 1, the Bible says what?
So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ.
If you're serious about living this new resurrected life, do what?
Act like it.
Whoa. Come close. Why ain't you going to be happy when you have a blessing to be happy? Oh, come on. Y'all ought to just look at your neighbor and say, this ain't going to work no more.
This ain't going to work no more.
You just got to tell your neighbor, this ain't going to work no more. Amen. And all them sad, frustrated places in your life, tell yourself, you know what? It ain't going to work no more.
Ain't going to work no more.
So next time you get emotionally depressed or discouraged or discontent, flip around and be like, you know what? This ain't going to work. It ain't going to work no more. You know... Let me come close. Sometimes I got to tell myself, Stan, you've been risen with Christ. Oh, yeah, oh, that's right. I almost forgot all about salvation, Lord. Amen. You got to remind you, you got to act like what you've been called to act like. If I ask everybody in here right now, everybody make a mean face. Some of y'all doing it already, but just make a mean face. Come on, give me a mean mug face. Okay, I just jacked you, just took some of your, well, don't get me, but give me a meme mug. Anybody, I see a couple. Some of y'all good at it, Lord Jesus. All right, now give me a happy face. Y'all cheesing, grinning like your throat cut. Good, 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 good. What's your point, Stan? you're acting like you've been asked to act. If you've been called by God, act like it. So you got to ready your mind. You got to prepare yourself to do the very things that he's asking you to do. So he says, since you've been risen with Christ,
pursue the things over which Christ presides.
Do what?
Pursue the things over
you
which Christ presides.
You mean I got to look for the stuff that Jesus looks like? I got to quit because I'm about to straight turn Baptist up in here in a minute. Y'all don't hear me. Sometimes you got to shout.
Yeah.
Amen. When you know who you are in Christ, you happy about that. And I don't know how it helps you, but let me tell you something. You know what helps me? When I think about him dying on the cross for my sins.
Yeah.
And when I think about I can be forgiven of that sin I just did, well, I get to shout, woo! Go, God, isn't it good? And, you know, when I get, you know, irritated and I act one way toward her leash and I go back and say I'm sorry and I know she got accepted because God accepted it, I get happy. Amen. Because I already know I ain't sleeping on no couch. I'm sleeping in the same bed.
Amen.
And she may not want to lean over toward me because she's still mad at me, but I'm under the covers and I'm praying for her.
Amen.
Y'all don't hear me.
Uh-huh.
Come close. Ready yourself. Pursue the things that Christ is. Keep reading. I got to quit.
Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground. Absorb with the things right in front of you.
Quit walking around with your head down all the time. Folks ain't gonna want to be saved if you look like you unsaved. Unsaved folk walk around with no hope, no assurance, no confidence. They're the ones who are stumbling through life, not the believer. The believer does what?
Look up.
He looks up. He says, you know what? I was down here. Can I get plain?
Yeah,
can I get plain?
Uh-huh.
When you just down, there ain't but one way to look.
Yeah.
Stop looking like this. Turn your noggin over.
Uh-huh.
And look like that. Maybe when you look up there, somebody be like.
Yeah.
See, if you're looking for a problem, you always gonna have a problem.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a solution,
you're
going to find a solution to the problem. And when the problem sees the solution, it does what it's supposed to do. It got to go. Get up.
Yeah.
Wait on the provisions of God. Look up.
And
watch
be alert.
It work. Read.
And be alert to what is going on around Christ.
Look at that. Be alert to what's going on. Notice the qualifier. Around Christ. Oh, I got to quit. I'll let you go. What do you mean? The things that are going on around Christ. Well, what is Christ? Love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, gentleness, long-suffering.
Amen.
Self-control. You know, if you're looking at that stuff long enough, it's going to start looking like you, and you're going to start looking like it.
Yeah.
What are you saying? In other words, it's going to just drip off on you.
Yeah.
You ever get around happy people and they're just happy? Then all of a sudden when you leave, you then you go around folk who ain't been, and then all of a sudden they're like, well, why you? Well, that's because you ain't been with them. If you was with them, everybody would just be. That's how the church should be.
Yeah.
We ought to be some happy folk off in here.
Yeah.
We ought to be some folk who know we say. And we ought to know where we're going. Destination.
Yes.
Destiny. But it all starts by being ready. And get to my second idea, but I'll throw it out there for you. Be responsible. Makes no sense for you not to use what you got. And then when you use it wisely. Joshua told them to look out for them Gadites, them half folk from Manasseh. Amen. He tried to remind them to go on over and help your fellow brother. See, everybody wants to be happy, and if you ain't happy, oh, well, that's not how this thing works. Amen. Y'all heard that song back in the day when you was real small in Sister Melinda's class? Roll the gospel, chariot along. Y'all never heard that? Some of y'all had. Roll the gospel, chariot along, roll the gospel, chariot along. roll the gospel chariot along, and I won't tag along behind. If my brother's in the way, I will. If my sister's in the way, I will stop and pick her up. Then there's one verse, if the devil's in the way, I'll roll right over him. The problem has been is we ain't been stopping and picking the brother and sister up. We've been stopping and picking the devil up. So we've been rolling over our brother and sister in a haste and hurry to pick up the devil. When all along you didn't realize you were probably right down there with your brother and your sister waiting on someone to come pick you up. What are you saying, Stan? At some point in your life, you're going to need somebody up in here. And the more you hang around in the family of God, you'll find that there's resources for you. You can reach out to your family when you need some help. That's what I'm saying. So be responsible about yours. Pray for each other. Encourage one another. And we've been saying it all three hugs time, love on one another. Give somebody the very thing that God gave you. Well, I'm through. I'm going to let you go get to your game. But if you're here this morning, maybe you're falling short of the glory of God. Don't beat yourself. Repent. Get on the right track and get busy. Maybe you're here and you're not a believer. Come by faith, repentance, accept him to be the Savior. We're baptized in water for the remission of your sins. You can leave out of here this morning filled with joy. Ready in your mind for the blessings of God himself. And I would encourage you, Hawthorne, stay with me as we embark on this journey. It will bless your life. This is not only holistic ministry, but it's individual ministry as well. You got problems in your life, don't feel like a lone ranger. You're not by yourself. Anybody in here got issues? Hold your hands high, hold them high. Like them lottery tickets when you win, hold it high. Everybody turn and look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, we're in the same boat. You got to remember that you're not by yourself. You got to remember that everybody has a struggle. My struggle may not be your struggle, but I know one thing. The solution to the struggle, both of ours, is the same. It's all wrapped up in God. So prepare yourself. Ready your mind to receive what God is getting ready to do in your life. If you're here and you need to respond to God's call, please do so as together we stand and sing.